It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It is our school district update today, and we have a couple of counselors with us today from Mont Harmon Middle School. I've got Randy Leonard and Jessica Faslin. A lot of things are going on at the middle school coming up and right now. Also, it's time to start getting ready. It's hard to believe. I know it's only January, but it's time to start getting ready for those eighth graders to move to the high school. So we're going to talk about that. We've got parent-teacher conference meetings, all kinds of sports that are coming to an end, and then spelling bees, talent shows, all kinds of fun stuff, like I said, going on up there at Mont Harmon Middle School. Randy and Jessica, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So let's start off right at the top, and Randy, we'll start with you. You said coming up, you're already getting ready, getting those eighth graders to start transitioning into that ninth grade year. You said something about you're going to take them up to the high school and let them register and all those things. Those are all coming up soon?
Yeah, so the first thing that we have coming up is the eighth graders will meet individually with their parents and a counselor. And we just get them ready for high school. We talk about classes and clubs and all the things that Carbon has to offer. And we even talk a little bit about college, how to pay for college, just briefly, because we haven't even started high school yet. But we do talk a lot about all of the options that Carbon has so that they are prepared and that they know what they want. And then they will go up as the whole eighth grade, and they'll spend the whole day at Carbon going to all of the classes and seeing everything that Carbon has to offer, so that when they register toward the end of March, that they'll know exactly the classes that they want.
Well, and it's never too early to start talking about those things. You know, when it comes junior, senior year, it's like we didn't even talk about it enough, it seems like, sometimes. So it's never too early to start talking about college, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember being in high school, being a senior, and realizing some classes that they had at Carbon that I didn't even know that they had. And so we want them to know everything before they go there so that they can make some choices. And it's fun to try classes in high school when they're free instead of having to try classes in college after they graduate.
When you got to pay for them.
Yes.
That's the tougher part, right? All right. And we're going to switch over to Jessica. You said that you've got parent-teacher conferences are coming up.
Yeah, they're going to be at the end of February, so everybody will be able to come. We are having in-person 4 to 6, and then we'll have an online option from 6 to 7 for those parents who can't make it in or don't feel comfortable coming in.
And it's just like, once again, it's hard to believe that we're already hitting these things. And before we know it, we are going to be talking about May, and it's right around the corner and school ending. And so it's just crazy. And parent-teacher conferences is just another one of those things. And you are open to talk to anybody those days, correct?
Absolutely.
Any grades?
Yeah, absolutely. Come in. You can come see us, the counselors. All of your teachers will be there. And we're just there to answer any questions and help you guys out.
So now, does that take care of the academic side, Randy? Are we good on that part? You wanted to touch on a couple of other things, maybe?
The only other thing I wanted to say was at our parent-teacher conferences coming up, we are doing meetings with our seventh graders, getting ready for them for eighth grade as well. We do that in a large group. We do that in the auditorium. We don't do that individually until eighth grade, but it's still good information about registration for eighth grade. And that will be the same day as parent-teacher conferences, and that will be February 22nd. And our meeting will be from 5 to 6, and that will be for all 7th grade parents. And then we kind of like to combine them, because then that means that the parents are only having to come to the school one night. And so they can go to our meeting, and they can go and visit the teachers if they need to as well.
All right. Lots of great information will be given out those nights. Now, let's kind of shift gears. You were saying we've got boys and girls basketball. We've got state wrestling. Those two sports are getting ready to wrap up already. So we've got boys and girls region is coming up for basketball, you were saying.
Yeah, it's this weekend. And then also we have state wrestling. So state or region wrestling was last week. And so they have state wrestling and boys and girls region. So it's all kind of wrapping up. It's crazy that we're already to that point, but we're starting to wrap up those sports, and they have done really, really well, and we're super proud of all of those athletes.
And we'll be talking about track and field in no time soon.
Yes, yeah, yeah, our only spring sport, but we will be getting ready for that too.
All right, so then let's kick over to some spelling bee. Jessica, I don't know if you want to take this one or if you wanted Randy to take this one.
Yeah, so we've got the spelling bee coming up. So all of our kids, they start in their classrooms, they do classroom spelling bee, and then they move to a school-wide spelling bee where they'll all get in there and get her done.
Do what they gotta do. And then also something about a talent show that's coming up.
Yes, we're very excited for the talent show. We do the talent show for every Valentine's Day. The kids come in, they try out, they really get some good acts together, and it's just a fun time at Mont Harmon.
All right. Anything else that we're missing? Did we hit everything going on at Mont Harmon? Because it's a lot.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of plug in. We have Quiz Bowl that's coming up, so that's also one of our clubs that we have at the school. And they compete regionally, which I think sometimes we forget about Quiz Bowl. So we wanted to give them a little plug today. And then also we have Magic the Card Game Club that meets every week, and Dungeons and Dragons Club that meets. And we really like those clubs because there's a lot of things going on, and I think sometimes kids don't realize all of the things that are happening. Our FCCLA will be competing here soon, and yeah, we're just excited for all of these.
Lots of different diverse groups and clubs going on up there at Mont Harmon. All right, ladies, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it. We've been speaking once again with Randy Leonard and Jessica Faslin. They are counselors up at Mont Harmon Middle School. Thank you much, ladies. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.